Well, hello there. I was wondering when you were going to pluck up the courage to talk to me. Come on. You've been checking me out for this entire party. Actually, it hasn't just been the party, has it? It's been more like all day. Oh, yeah, I noticed. You first saw me in the coffee shop, and just by sheer coincidence, we keep running into each other. Or is it coincidence? Have you been following me, sir? It's okay. You don't have to feel bad about it. It's not entirely your fault. Here, why don't we go into one of these quiet rooms? Alright, so you may find this hard to believe, but you were struck by an arrow. Cupid's arrow? No, nothing that common. This is a different kind. You've been struck by arrow's arrow. What's the difference? Well, we all know that Cupid is all about love and romance. But Eros, he's more about lust, pleasure, sexual gratification. You see, Eros told me he was going to send me a gift today. He knew I had been feeling a little, how should I say, deprived. So he was going to give me a special person who would worship me, get me out of my slump. Yes, basically, what I'm saying is that throbbing bulge that's been in your pants all day for me, that's Eros. You don't think so? You just really find me this gorgeous? No, that's really sweet. But facts are facts, I'm afraid. So tell me. Now that you've gotten my attention, how do you intend to keep my attention? Come on, you must have been thinking of a pickup line to use on me. Give me your best shot. You must be a bank loan because you have my interest. I like that. A little corny, but it's a good start. Anything else? If I said you had a great body, would you hold it against me? That's pretty good too. Alright, give me one more. Aside from being the most beautiful being in the universe, what else do you do in your spare time? Oh, ding, ding, ding. I think we have a winner. You definitely have my attention now. And I can see I have yours. You've been craving me. I can see it. Pure, unbridled lust. You looked at me. My face. My hair. My lips. My body. And you want to tear off this skimpy dress and devour me. Ah, oh, you don't mind, huh? Well, I'm glad. Because I can see it while you're standing there, straining through your pants, begging to spring free and be touched, stroked, licked. I think Eros chose you because he knew you were just my type. With that in mind, Valentine's Day is coming up. I do have plans on the day itself. So many suitors, you know how it is. But the next day, maybe you'd like to stop by my place for a bit. You see, I work a bit with Eros. I'm a goddess myself. And I know a little something about pleasure. In fact, I could show you more pleasure than you've ever felt before in your life. Only if you're interested, of course. It's still very big on consent. Yeah? Oh, that's fantastic. What do you say about me sampling the goods right now? I'd love to know what I'm going to be working with. That'd be all right with you? So you're saying you'd be fine if I were to undo your pants? Like this? Excellent. Here. Sit down on this bed. Oh, fuck. It looks delicious. I haven't been even hit with an Eros arrow, and I'm dripping just thinking about having this perfect cock in my mouth. Do you like my hot breath against the tip? Does it make it extra sensitive as you feel it against the head? What if I gave it a lick, too? Just like this. Look at you. Already dripping all that brie cum for me. Give it to me. I want it. I love how it tastes. I already know when you burst, I'm gonna want it all in my mouth. You like that, huh? I can tell. Shit. You're pulsing for me. Yeah, you're getting resistant, little hot goddess slut like me. Especially when the goddess is the one doing the worshipping. Sucking and drooling and moaning all over your cock. Fuck, you taste so good. But here, I don't want to forget the balls. So heavy for me. So full of hot seed. God, I love cum so much. You might call me a cum slut. No, don't worry. It certainly wouldn't be the first time. Even Eros himself has called me that while I've been glazed with his load. Fuck. I need your prick back in my mouth. Give it to me. So good. What a perfect fucking cot for my whore throat. Yeah, thrust up like that. I use my mouth. I want to be the best cocksucker for you. Ah, shit. Yes. You know, so it said, yeah, keep fucking this nasty, greedy mouth. Alright, do you want to drain those balls for me? You've been wanting that all day, haven't you? Ever since you saw me in that coffee shop. You've been wanting to shoot a hot load down this throat. Oh, fuck. I want you to. I need it so bad. Oh, my whore mouth needs cum all the time, so please, please give it to me, baby. Please, 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 please. Ah, yes. I can feel you throbbing. You're ready to shoot, aren't you? Do it. Empty your balls inside this slutty goddess mouth. Oh, fuck. Oh, there's so much. I really needed that, didn't you? Oh, shit. Oh, there's still more. You can't let any of that go to waste. What kind of goddess would I be if I missed a single drop? Did that feel good, baby? I'm so glad. It felt good for me, too. And just think, that was only a preview of this coming weekend. You should think about all the things you want to do to me, to my body, all the ways you want to touch me, worship me, ravish me. Whatever you want, I want it to. I want you to make me your plaything for Valentine's Day weekend. Can you do that? I know you can. You're dying to. I can see it in your eyes. That arrow got you really good, huh? Really? You still don't believe me. Here, lift your shirt up. I'll show you the mark on your chest where you got hit. He always shoots in the same place. Wait, what? Where is it? You don't have a mark? Turn over for a second. Maybe he got your back. Huh? That doesn't make any sense. Wait, so this means arrows never hit you with an arrow. You're just that into me. Well, this is even better. No tricks from the gods, just pure need. I love it. Oh, what's that? Is your cock twitching again already? Well, I have to be going, so you'll have to save it up then. But on the 15th, make sure it's rock hard again. Because I'm gonna need it. I'll see you then.